Bean could keep a secret. But he also knew that sometimes you had to give some hint of what you knew in order to get more information. That was what had prompted Bean's conversation with Dymac. It was dangerous, but in the long run, if he could keep them from removing him from the school entirely in order to silence him, not to mention keeping them from killing him, he had learned more important information than he had given them. In the end, the only things they could learn from him were about himself. And what he learned from them was about everything else. A much larger pool of knowledge. Himself. That was their puzzle. Who he was. Silly to be concerned about whether he was human. What else could he be? He had never seen any child show any desire or emotion that he himself had not felt. The only difference was that Bean was stronger, and did not let his fleeting needs and passions control his actions. Did that make him alien? He was human. Only better. The teacher came back into the room. He hung up his damp towel, but even before he dressed, he sat back down and logged on. Bean watched his fingers move over the keys. It was so quick. A blur of keystrokes. He would have to replay the memory in his mind many times to make sure. But at least he had seen it. Nothing obstructed his view. Bean crawled back toward the vertical intake shaft. The evening's expedition had already taken as long as he dared. He needed his sleep, and every minute away increased the risk of chance discovery. In fact, he had been very lucky on this first foray through the ducts. To happen to hear Dymac and Graf conversing about him, to happen to watch a teacher who conveniently gave him a clear view of his login. For a moment it crossed Bean's mind that they might know he was in the air system, might even have staged all this for him to see what he'd do. It might be just one more experiment. No. It wasn't just luck that this teacher showed him the login. Bean had chosen to watch him because he was going to shower, because his desk was sitting on the table in such a way that Bean had a reasonable chance of seeing the login. It was an intelligent choice on Bean's part. He had gone with the best odds, and it paid off. As for Dymac and Graf, it might have been chance that he overheard them talking, but it was his own choice to move closer at once in order to hear. And come to think of it, he had chosen to go exploring in the ducts because of precisely the same event that had prompted Graf and Dymac to be so concerned. Nor was it a surprise that their conversation happened after lights out for the children. That's when things would have quieted down, and with duties done, there would be time for a conversation without Graf calling Dymac in for a special meeting, which might arouse questions in the minds of the other teachers. Not luck, really. Bean had made his own luck. He saw the login and overheard the conversation because he had made that quick decision to get into the intake system and acted on it at once. He had always made his own luck. Maybe that was something that went along with whatever genetic alteration Graf had found out about. She, they had said. She had raised the question of whether Bean was genetically human. Some woman who was searching for information, and Graf had given in, was letting her have access to facts that had been hidden from her. That meant that he would receive more answers from this woman as she began to use that new data. More answers about Bean's origins. Could it be Sister Carlotta who had doubted Bean's humanity? Sister Carlotta, who wept when he left her and went into space? Sister Carlotta, who loved him as a mother loves her child? How could she doubt him? If they wanted to find some inhuman human, some alien in a human suit, they ought to take a good long look at a nun who embraces a child as her own, and then goes around casting doubt about whether he's a real boy. The opposite of Pinocchio's fairy. She touches a real boy and turns him into something awful and fearful. It could not have been Sister Carlotta they were talking about. Just another woman. His guess that it might be her was simply wrong, just like his guess that the final battle with the buggers had already happened. That's why Bean never fully trusted his own guesses. He acted on them, but always kept himself open to the possibility that his interpretations might be wrong. Besides, his problem was not figuring out whether he really was human or not. Whatever he was himself, and must act in such a way as to not only stay alive, but also get as much control over his own future as possible. The only danger to him was that they were concerned about the issue of his possible genetic alteration. Bean's task was therefore to appear so normal that their fears on that score would be dispelled. But how could he pretend to be normal? He hadn't been brought here because he was normal. He was brought here because he was extraordinary. For that matter, so were all the other kids. And the school put so much strain on them that some became downright odd. Like Bonzo Madrid, with his loud vendetta against Ender Wiggin. So, in fact, Bean shouldn't appear normal. He should appear weird in the expected ways. Impossible to fake that. He didn't know yet what signs the teachers were looking for in the behavior of the children here. He could find 10 things to do and do them, never guessing that there were 90 things he hadn't noticed. No. What he had to do was not to act in predictable ways, but to become what they hoped their perfect commander would be. When he got back to his barracks, climbed back up to his bunk, and checked the time on his desk, he found that he had done it all in less than an hour. He put away his desk and lay there replaying in his mind the image in his memory of the teacher's fingers logging in. When he was reasonably certain of what the login and password were, he allowed himself to drift toward sleep. Only then, as he was beginning to doze, did he realize what his perfect camouflage would be, quelling their fears and bringing him both safety and advancement. He had to become Ender Wiggin.